This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is telling senators that pressure on Israel to improve humanitarian aid to Gaza appears to be working, but more must be done, and it remains to be seen if that improvement will continue. At a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Austin said the U.S. has seen changes in Israel's behavior and hopes the trend continues. The hearing was the first time lawmakers on both sides were able to question Pentagon leaders on the administration's Israel strategy following Tel Aviv's deadly strike on World Central Kitchen humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. 6 months into the war between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza, Israeli forces have not been able to eradicate Hamas or free the remaining hostages, and some analysts say the war could escalate even further. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this week said that Israel has a date for an invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza. Israeli analysts say that even without an invasion of Rafah, the six-month-old war with Hamas is at a crossroads. Israel has also come under growing international criticism for the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The UN says more than a quarter of Gaza's population is on the verge of starvation. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights told the BBC that there is plausible evidence that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Britain's Ministry of Defense released footage on Tuesday, which it said showed its army personnel loading aid onto military aircraft and dropping it over Gaza. This is